Bill, can you give us an update on Mallet, please?
Mallet's still being evaluated, so basically we'll have more to report towards the end of the week.
Bill, could he play against the Titans? And if not, do you know who your starter will be against the Titans?
He's still being evaluated, so I'll have more to report to you by the end of the week.
Can you tell us what he's being evaluated for?
No.
Bill, with Mallet, obviously he was on the injury report. When did he get injured, and did he aggravate it against the Bengals, or how did that situation work? Is there anything you can reveal about that?
Again, like I said, Brian, he's being evaluated, you know, and I'll have more to report to you at the end of the week. I mean, I know there's a bunch of size and all this other stuff, but, you know, I'm trying to get ready for Tennessee. So if there's Tennessee questions, like if there's not, then, you know, we're moving on to Tennessee. You know, whether he's there or not, the next guy's going to step up, whoever that might be, you know, we'll figure that out.
Mettenberger's been playing a whole lot better than he played in that first start with you guys. What do you expect different from him that you didn't see in that first game?
Yes, John, he's definitely improved. He's I think you improve with experience. You know, the more you play, especially when you're a young quarterback, you're bound to get better, and he has. You know, like I said before, we played him the last time. He was a good college quarterback, and he's come into this league, and he's been improving every time he gets out there. So, again, it's a big challenge for us. You know, I thought some of it was good. Some of it, certainly there is improvement to be made there, just like, you know, every player. But I thought he played hard. I thought he had some plays in there that affected the game in a good way, you know, in a positive way. I thought he hustled. You know, I can remember one play in particular where he really did a good job of going down there and tackling a look pass down there in the red area. So I thought he did a nice job yesterday overall. He did. That was a great hustle play, Mark. That was a great hustle play. I mean, he turned and never gave up on the play. And you know, like I've said for a long time now, he's one of the more improved players on the team.
Can you give us any thoughts about potential of Arian this week?
Yeah, I think there's a potential that he could play. He feels better today, and hopefully, you know, he'll be out there at practice, and hopefully that's something that he'll be able to help us on game day.
Bill, with the Bengals and the run game with Alfred Blue, you guys had so much success against the Browns. Did they just stop you guys, or
yeah,
what was going on there?
You know, Brian, it wasn't good. I think it's coaching and playing. I think we've got to coach it better. We've got to figure out what it is. But, at the end of the day, give Cincinnati a lot of credit. I mean, they came in here and really stopped the run, and we have to figure out what we can do to run the ball better, because at the end of the day, we've got to run the ball. And so, like I said, Cincinnati did a good job, and then we have to get back to the drawing board and try to improve it.
The safety against the Bengals, what happened there? Was it a call up the middle and Blue bounced it out, or a sweep? Or
yeah, that's on me. That was bad play call, and I wish I could have that one back, but you don't have it back. So that's on me, and we got to do a better job there.
The players today were talking about Mallet's toughness and that he was hurt and they didn't know it till afterward. Can you talk about his toughness?
Yes, I can. Yeah, no, he's a tough guy. I mean, and I said the same thing about Fitzy when Fitzy was in there. I mean, when you play quarterback in this league, there has to be some toughness involved, some physical toughness, some mental toughness, and. I think that's something that Ryan Mallet definitely has. You know, he's a guy that really stands in the pocket, takes a hit. If that's going to happen, he stands in there and delivers the ball. I think he's a guy that's definitely a tough football player.
Coach, can you comment on how Darrell
Morris? I thought he competed very well. That's what I liked. I thought that he, certainly just like all the DBs, that at times they gave up plays, but with a guy like Demo, I thought he really competed to the bitter end. You know, he was in press coverage, did a nice job on the fourth and one, right before the safety. He did a really nice job on that play. Broke up a big pass when we had momentum late in the game. He broke up a pass during that drive. Broke up another one on third down of that drive right after the drive after J. Joe had taken the ball back on an interception for a touchdown. So I really like the way Darryl competed yesterday.
Bill, I think, like you said, everybody appreciated Ryan's toughness yesterday, but he wasn't as accurate as he had been the week before. Did you ever, during the game, think about making a change?
No, never did. I thought that there were times, you're right, Randy, where he wasn't accurate, and then there were other times where he did. He hit the nice pass there to Andre down the middle. He had some decent throws throughout the day, but there were other ones that were high, but I never thought about taking him out. I wanted to give him as much chance as I could to lead us back to victory, and that's what I was trying to do.